Okay, for the next item, I've asked Lori Hanuska-Brown, our non-game bureau chief, to take over.
And commissioners, Lori Hanuska-Brown with the Wildlife Division. So this regulation you guys have seen in years past, it's a biennial rule for peregrine falcon take. And technically enforcement, and Phil, who you heard from this morning, Phil Kilbreth, manage falconry take and permit falconers. But because this one is unique with the peregrine falcon having come off the federal list in 1999, since that time, wildlife has taken the proposal for this one. So hopefully this is the last time we do this, because we've requested that the Fish and Wildlife Service normalize take for this species, which would basically mean they fall into falconry take as regards to, or along with other species such as red-tailed hawks. The Fish and Wildlife Service to date has been reluctant to do that based on their concerns about peregrines. But as the cover sheet shows, peregrine falcon populations have grown in Montana since delisting. So we have peregrines everywhere across the state right now. We have no concerns with take regulations or the numbers of birds being taken. The biennial allocation in the last number of years has been the allowance of 10 birds for resident falconers and one bird for non-resident falconers. In the last biennium, only 3 birds were taken. And in the previous biennium to that, it's similar with 3, 4, or 5 birds taken. So the proposal today is that you approve tentatively the recommendations and the regulations as shown on the cover sheet. The only thing we've changed, which is allowed under the current federal regulations, is to open up take in the eastern part of the state, which has currently been closed or has been closed to date. But populations have grown significantly in that part of the state, and so we believe that should be allowable as well. But I'll take any questions.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the commission approve FWP's proposal to authorize the take of up to 10 peregrine falcons for falconry purposes by residents and one peregrine falcon or for falconry purposes by non-residents during the 2020-2021 take period.
Mr. Chairman, I would second that motion.
Thank you. Have a motion and second. Comment or questions from the commission? Comment from the public here in Helena. Yes, sir. Please come forward. Please speak into the microphone.
Sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Director Williams, I'm Blair Anderson, and I represent the Montana Falconers Association, and the association is asking you to support the proposal. And the peregrine falcon has made a tremendous comeback since the outlawing of DDT, and some of the biologists think that peregrine numbers are higher now than they were before DDT. So great. And just from a falconry standpoint, I fly a wild taken peregrine that I got here in Montana, and she has provided me with a tremendous opportunity for action in the field. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for being here to comment. Further comment from the public? Any comment in the regions on the peregrine falcon take motion? Back to the commission. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you.